The Puppy and the Ring. Long ago, in the land of Bubbledom, there lived a Sun King. Every morning, he made the sun rise with the power of his magic ring, the Ring of the Sun. Everyone agreed that having both day and night was a wonderful thing. Everyone but the Night Wizard. He wanted it to be night forever, so he sent his lobster army to the Sun King's realm to steal the Ring of the Sun. The Night Wizard's army marched through Bubbledom to the Sun King's castle. They charged into the throne room and zapped the Sun King and his guards with magic sleeping moonbeams. After the Sun King fell asleep, the army took the ring and hid it in a treasure chest. Then they started their long journey back to the Night Wizard's realm. As they marched through Bubbledom, the Night Wizard's lobster army came upon Gil and Molly. The guppies were selling delicious lemon bubble slushies. It was a hot day, and the lobster soldiers were very thirsty. Soon, everyone was in line to get a cool drink. While the lobster soldiers were drinking their slushies, Bubble Puppy bumped into the treasure chest. The lid opened, revealing the Ring of the Sun. When Bubble Puppy went to take a closer look, the ring attached itself around his neck.
"Seize the puppy! Seize them all!"
cried the lobster general when he saw the ring on Bubble Puppy.
"Run!" shouted Gil.
He, Molly, and Bubble Puppy dashed into the forest. The lobster army followed close behind. Gil, Molly, and Bubble Puppy raced into the woods. Suddenly, the magical flutter guppies Dima and Una appeared. They gasped when they saw the ring of the sun around Bubble Puppy's neck. "If the Sun King doesn't have the ring when the sun goes down tonight, the sun will never come up again," said Una. The two flutter guppies decided to take Gil, Molly, and Bubble Puppy to the Sun King's castle to return the ring. On the way to the Sun King's castle, the guppies met the snow guppy. It was Gobi. When he heard about Gil and Molly's quest to return the Ring of the Sun, Gobi agreed to help. "You'll need my help going down the mountain," he said. "Follow me." Gobi led everyone safely down the mountain, but as they were going over a bridge, the lobster general cast a magic moonbeam and the bridge began to crumble. "Bubble Puppy, you've got to get to the Sun King's castle before the sun goes down," Gil cried. Bubble Puppy wriggled free and dashed off, just as the rest of the bridge gave way, sending Gil and Molly tumbling. Gil and Molly fell down, down, down into the realm of the Underguppy. The Underguppy was a mysterious cloaked figure named Noni. He commanded an army of bats that lived in underground caves. Noni showed Gil and Molly the way back to the surface. He also gave them a hoodie of invisibility to help them find Bubble Puppy. Gil and Molly raced to the Sun King's throne room. They found Bubble Puppy locked in a cage and the Night Wizard trying to remove the ring. Gil used the hoodie of invisibility to free Bubble Puppy while Molly crept up the throne stairs to awaken the Sun King. Gil saw a tapestry that showed the Sun King making the sun rise by pointing the ring at the sun. That gave him an idea. Gil held Bubble Puppy up to the setting sun. The ring glowed and the sun began to rise. It was daytime again. The Sun King woke up with a yawn.
"No, my plan is ruined," cried the Night Wizard. "Now it will be day again."
"But daytime is awesome," said Gil. "You can play outside with your friends." The Night Wizard shook his head. "I don't have any friends." Molly smiled. "We'll be your friends." And as the warm sun shone down on everyone, they went outside to play and drink bubble slushies. "What a wonderful day," cheered the Night Wizard. And he smiled at his new friends. The land of Bubbledom was saved.